here's a story from The World.
New coronavirus variants are continuing to emerge in recent days, and they're causing real concern.
New data on the contagious UK variant
suggests cases of the highly contagious UK variant.
The South African strain has become the dominant strain.
And Brazilian variants of the coronavirus have now entered India.
One of those concerns is what to call these variants and how to avoid stigmatizing the places where they've been identified. As The World's Alana Gordon reports, this is opening up an urgent scientific debate about nomenclature.
3 weeks ago, Jeremy Camille, a virologist at LSU Health Sciences Center in Shreveport, wrote an email to colleagues.
Subject: interesting new quote-unquote Q677P spike lineage in Louisiana.
Q677P is a technical way to describe a specific mutational change on part of that coronavirus spike protein and its genetic lineage. He noticed this change was present in several variants he had identified in Louisiana and other parts of the country. And so he wrote,
"And the viruses are from all sorts of different collection sites. All appear to be B.1.2GH/NextStrain20G clade."
These letters and numbers represent another way to name specific parts of the genomic code of a virus and its noticeable evolutionary changes. Even to scientists, they can be a mouthful.
In a scientific paper, you write those things, but they're not fun to read.
Within days, his colleagues started searching and found similar variants. Emma Hodcroft got pulled into the Slack chats and emails. She's a genetic epidemiologist at the University of Bern in Switzerland.
As soon as we started talking about this, I realized very quickly this was going to be a real problem. Even just to talk to each other, we were going to mess up and get confused about which one we were talking about.
Biology has its own languages, and for this coronavirus, there are two main systems that scientists use to classify the variants that they call of concern. It's a lot, and on top of that, the world is paying really close attention. Without an easy way to say and remember them, a shorthand has formed based on geography, where variants were first identified. UK, Brazil, South Africa, even scientists refer to them this way.
I'm from the UK. It doesn't upset me when they call it the UK variant.
Paul Benash is a virologist at Rockefeller University in New York.
When virologists speak to each other, we know that we're talking about just a straightforward designation without attaching any blame. It would be different if the president of a foreign country was calling it the UK virus constantly.
As in the way former President Donald Trump used the phrase China virus. Language matters. Asian American communities have become targets of discrimination and violence. History is rife with troubling examples of how naming viruses after places can be misleading and turn toxic. Heinrich Vollmick is a public health doctor and consultant based in Johannesburg and a former member of parliament in South Africa.
When you do that, you are creating the possibility of scapegoating. It's irresponsible at best and really divisive and downright destructive at worst.
Vollmick says this is a particular issue in South Africa, given its own divisive history.
There's a great sensitivity to anything that would take us back into a space of labeling, especially when there's a really negative connotation.
Officials there are purposely referring to the variant by its technical name, 501V2. The World Health Organization has guidelines for naming viruses and came up with the technical names SARS-CoV-2 and the more common COVID-19. Now they realize these variants need a naming system too. In the meantime, as new variants crop up, scientists are getting creative.
We Slack a lot and then we Zoom.
That's Vaughn Cooper, an evolutionary biologist at the University of Pittsburgh. He was on the original conversation with Jeremy Camille in Louisiana about how to refer to these new variants. Emma Hodcroft, the scientist in Switzerland, had an idea.
It occurred to me that it might be fun to name these after birds in America.
I loved it. We're like, we're going to go with that. Thank you, Emma.
We have pelican, yellowhammer, robin one and robin two, quail and mockingbird.
Roadrunner and heron may be joining the flock soon.
We're using nature to describe nature.
Vaughn Cooper doesn't see this as a permanent solution at all. And how many birds are too many birds? He and others hope a standard system is reached soon to avoid defaulting to geography and causing long-term damage and harm. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.